Okay. Well, welcome everybody. First one of the new year, so here we'll just go ahead and get right into it. So, Carrie, will you start with a roll call?
Sure. When I call your name, if you can respond here and with your organization that you're with, Nick Hall. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, Nick Paul, I'm sorry.
Okay, thanks. Lori Van Hook.
Present.
Jessica Waddle.
Present.
John Picozza. I'm sorry for my dog. John Petkovic. Nate Hahn.
Here, airport.
Jennifer Scott. Chai Mamadala.
President SACA.
Karen Brooks.
Present.
Karen Horzensky. I'm sorry.
Good morning, President, on behalf of CSX.
Awesome. Thank you. Welcome. And Sean Hayden.
I'm here with these from all.
Okay. And I see Matt Schrafer. Did I miss
here
anyone that is online? Not anyone that's in the room.
Thomas Witt, present. That was KYTC Central Office.
Thank you, Thomas. And now if the people that are present, if they want to go around the horseshoe and note that they're here.
Amir Varshuchi with MPO.
Pam Drock with the MPO.
Luke Hill with NDOT.
Mike Levitsky, Evansville City Engineer.
Sayed Shukuzade, MPO.
Erin Schrafer, Evansville MPO.
Okay, looks like we, oh, I see Crystal Windhouse. She just joined us. So, and I believe everyone's accounted for. So thank you.
Thank you, Carrie. Everyone, the minutes from last year's meeting were circulated. Does anyone have any comments, corrections, or adjustments? There are none, I'd take a motion to approve.
So moved.
I'll second.
Do I have a second? Okay, we have a motion and a second for the November 14th, 2024 meeting minutes. All those in favor, signify with an aye.
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 Are there any opposed? Okay, minutes have passed. We'll get right into the meat of it. Pam, a project update?
All right, we'll start with the Indiana projects. City of Evansville, Walnut Street, Phase 3. This project is under construction. Much of the construction from US 41 to Canal Street is complete, and utility relocations and storm sewer installation continues from Heidelbach Avenue to Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Oak Hill Road from Eastwood Drive to Millersburg. The water main installation is completed in Phase 2 up through William Brooks Drive. The contractor will begin work on completing hydrants and service after testing and chlorination are complete. Oak Hill from Lynch to St. George. 38 parcels have been acquired as of mid-December. Offers have been approved for all of the parcels needed for the project. Moving down to Warrick County projects, Epworth Road Phase 2. A design consultant has been selected and the contract is in negotiations. Moving on to our Kentucky projects, Green River Road Sidewalk Project. The city is waiting on approval of additional funding for construction. Once they get that approval, that project should go to letting. And that's all we have from the MPO projects. I'll turn it over to the NDOT for their review, for their update.
Thank you. First project is R399921. This is Epworth Road, working on reflectivity of pavement markings for that project. The next one is the US 41 pedestrian walk. Pedestrian bridge is open to pedestrian traffic. Work on median U-turn is ongoing. And then B42187, these are the bridge deck replacements. This project is completed. On to US 41 north of State Road 66 and 62, Lloyd Expressway. Moving into phase three to work on median and southbound lanes soon. Several left turns will be restricted. And then on the next page, State Road 66 at Van Avenue, Burkhart, Crosspoint, and Stockwell. Phase two at Stockwell, work in the median is ongoing. And then State Road 61, sidewalk work is continuing. And then the next few projects of I-69, State Road 62 and State Road 62 over Caney Creek, Stolberg Creek, and Ditch. Construction is completed on all of those. On State Road 66, west of US 41 Junction, project was awarded, waiting on pre-construction meeting to be held on January 8th. So that took place yesterday. So expect construction to start sometime in the early spring. And then going down to State Road 62 pedestrian walk, west of US 41, traffic is shifted into the eastbound lanes. Demolition work has started for pavement bridges. T-wall construction at bridges is ongoing. And then on the next page, going down to intersection improvements on State Road 62 west of US 41, working on stage three plans, revising utility agreements, and finalizing utility conflicts. And then US 41 at Lynch Road, project got moved back to a November 2027 letting due to lack of funds. We are adding a right turn lane back into the design after getting the approval from central office. And then State Road 57 HMA overlay, pavement design received on December 13th, 2024. Stage three design is due March of this year. And then State Road 62, Morgan Avenue at Bakey and Stockwell Road. Reviewing stage two design comments and a traffic management plan meeting is in process of getting scheduled. And then lastly, on the last page, US 41 at St. Petersburg, 57 in St. George. Due to the results of the displaced left turn review, multiple alternatives are getting designed. Continued work on environmental and utility investigations. A meeting was held earlier this week to discuss the access at St. George. I-64 east of State Road 65. This is DES 2200518. Archaeology investigation is ongoing, as well as the red flag investigation. And lastly, I-64 slide correction east of State Road 65. Meeting will be held later this week on Friday to discuss geotechnical report and the cost estimate. And those are all the updates from NDOT.
Thank you. Does anybody have any questions for Pam or for NDOT on any of these projects? Hearing none, we're going to move into new business, TIP amendments. Back to Pam.
So we have several TIP amendments to present to you today for your approval. There are five in total. The first two that are on the list, the first contract, which is 43231. One of the DES numbers was removed from that contract and set up as a separate contract, and that's the second line, which is what, 46029. So that the second contract is being added to the TIP, and the first contract, they're revising funding for that project to reflect that the other DES number was removed. The third project on this list is just a new project being added to the TIP for PE in 26 and for construction in 28. And then the last two is similar to the first two. The first contract 44499, we're removing a DES number and setting up as a separate contract, revising the initial contract's cost estimates to reflect the other contract being removed, and then adding the new DES number and new contract that was removed from the original.
Okay, thank you, Pam. Does anybody have any questions on this? If not, it's an amendment, so we'll need a approval.
I make amendment that we approve the amendments as presented by Pam Dross.
The motion by David, second by John. Thank you. All those in favor of these amendments? That's aye.
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 Are there any opposed? Okay. The rest are all informational. So, Pam, have at it.
All right. First, we have a list of TIP modifications that have been processed since the last meeting. The first two, we were moving a fiscal year on a project that was initially in the TIP, and then adding funding to a contract, money to a contract that was initially in the TIP. The next five on the list, NDOT had a special safety letting for local public agencies to apply for additional safety funding. And the next five projects, or six projects, were awarded that additional safety funding. So there were five projects in Evansville and one in Work County. So they're being added to the TIP. And then the final project was an increase in funding to a contract that was initially in the TIP. And again, those are just for informational purposes.
Congratulations on getting the additional funding.
Next, we have a modification to our 2050 MTP, which is the Metropolitan Transportation Plan. The modification. I'm sorry, did somebody have a question? Okay. The modification to our MTP includes moving the Third Street project and the Epworth Road Phase 2 projects from the 2024 to 2030 project listing to the 2031-2040 project listing. And what that is reflecting is that those two projects were not going to be completed through construction and open to traffic until after 2030, and that's why they're being moved. While we were at it, we went ahead and updated the cost estimates for projects that had already gone to letting or are under development and needed an adjustment in cost estimates to the first project listing phase. And then we revised the federal fiscal constraint table to reflect the moving of the two projects from one project list to the next, as well as the updated cost estimates. And again, these changes are just informational, but if anybody has any questions, I'm happy to answer any.
Nope. Keep moving.
Okay. Next, we have the 2025 Title VI Goals and Accomplishments Report. At the beginning of each year, the Evansville MPO develops a list of the Title VI accomplishments from the prior year and sets the goals for the upcoming year. The goals and accomplishments include completed and upcoming trainings, workshops, updates to the Title VI documents and surveys, and the total number of complaints from the previous year. The complete list form and the annual Title VI goals and accomplishments report. The report is attached to the memo, and it'll be added to the appendices of the actual document and plan. All right. Next, we have a draft program of projects for the 2026 to 2030 TIP. We are in the process of developing the new 26 to 30 TIP. The TIP provides a 5-year funding and implementation schedule for projects based on the expected available federal funds, as well as the most current cost estimates available. The draft program is developed in coordination with the two DOTs, NDOT as well as KYTC, and the local public agencies, as well as our transit providers. Again, this is just a draft list of projects for you to review. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to send them my way. The full draft TIP document itself is scheduled to come to the March 13th meeting, also be put out for public comment at that time. And then the final document will come for a scheduled approval in May. But we wanted to get this draft list in front of everybody, give you a chance to take a look at it, ask any questions if we need to make any revisions based on information from our local public agencies or our transit agencies. We're happy to do that as well. One thing that I would like to note, would you go to the NDOT, the Ohio River Crossing page? It's towards the beginning. We do have information in the TIP and the draft document. Next, two more down. One more. Please bear with us. We're going to pull it up. Here we go. This page reflects the Ohio River Crossing Bridge project. Phase one includes sections 1 and 2, which is currently under construction, and then sections 1 and 3. And then phase two includes section 2. Section 2 is the actual bridge itself. So if we look at phase one, which is sections 1 and 3, currently it does not show any funding there, but that does not mean that the project is not moving forward with construction. All this is reflecting is that at this time, no additional funding is anticipated to be applied to those two phases in 2026 through 2030. And then the phase two, which is the bridge portion of the project, there are funds shown for planning and cost to complete, that those numbers are reflected in a financial plan. We provide the link to the financial plan if you'd like to go out to the Ohio River Crossing website and actually look at the financial plan. All of the more detailed information about the cost estimates for this project can be found on that financial plan. But I just wanted to point out that just because there's no money shown does not mean that the project isn't moving forward. It's just that at this point in time, there's no funding in the program for this time frame. That doesn't mean it can't be moved in when needed.
I assume the assumption is we need it in the, you need it in the TIP so that when funding is available, you just plug the funding in.
That's correct. Yes. The DOTs will let us know if any money needs to be programmed in these timeframes, and we'll come back to the boards and the committees for approval or for informational if we can process it as a modification.
Okay. With this document,
everyone's going to be very supportive of that amendment or modification.
I'm certain.
Was this PDF on the screen right now included in what was sent out to us? I don't recall seeing it.
No, this was provided today. It will be posted on our website.
Oh, okay.
It is right now, actually. Amir is saying that this information is posted in the packet on our website. Okay.
Thank you. Any questions on the draft so far? If not, I think we have one more thing left. A new business.
Yep, this is Erin. I'm going to take this one and give Pam a break. The Federal Highway Administration and Federal Transit Administration will be in Evansville conducting a certification review of our transportation planning process on January 22nd and 23rd. The Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act continues the requirement for certification once every 4 years. These reviews are conducted with the objective of evaluating the transportation planning process and to highlight good practices, exchange information, and identify opportunities for improvements. The certification review will involve an opportunity for the public, as well as key MPO committee members and special interest groups, to provide comments to FHWA and FTA on our transportation planning process. Two public meetings will be held to provide the opportunity for you to speak directly to FHWA and FTA representatives. These meetings will be held in Evansville at the CK Newsom Center on Tuesday, January 21st from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. and in Henderson at the Henderson County Public Library on Wednesday, January 22nd from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. also. We also have a public comment form on our website. If you would rather share your opinions about our transportation planning process that way. And if you have any questions about this upcoming certification review, feel free to contact us at our office.
Thank you, Erin. Any questions for Pam on her items or for Erin on hers?
Nate, I just wanted to let you know that David Broderhausen, he also joined the meeting just for record.
Yep. Thank you, Carrie. Okay, I don't have anything else other and other business. Is there anyone from the public that would like to speak? Okay, didn't think so, but give it a shot. Upcoming meetings, next ones, again, the March meeting that was mentioned earlier. And so we will stand adjourned until then. Thank you, everyone. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.